The situation in the UK is of profound significance for many a Barbadian living in England or retired in Barbados after working in the UK. It also has implications for our tourism and trade with Britain. We are talking about the uncertainty that has been created by the controversy over Britain's withdrawal from the European Union, commonly called Brexit, a situation that has seen a fall in the value of the pound, and for one thing, that has meant less money in the hands of retirees living here. In a dramatic development now, the Prime Minister said he intends to ask the Queen to suspend Parliament.
If that happened, it could mean opposition politicians wouldn't have time to stop the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, taking the UK out of the EU without a deal. The First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, has said it would be a dark day for democracy. But Mr Johnson insists that politicians would have enough time to debate Brexit. Dominic Grieve is a member of the governing Conservative Party, but is fiercely opposed to a no-deal Brexit.
An outrageous act by the Prime Minister. He knows very well that this is a national crisis, that there is great parliamentary disquiet about no-deal Brexit, and this is a deliberate act by him to try to engineer that Parliament shouldn't sit for a month-long, five-week period in order to prevent us from discussing business. And it's one, in my view, which is unconstitutional.
BBC correspondent Tony Bonsignori puts it in context.
The way it works here in Westminster, in the House of Commons, is that we go back to the Commons. MPs return to the Commons in early September. That's going to happen next Wednesday. And then from there, we then get another break. Usually, we were expecting it mid-September to around the 8th of October. It's called conference recess. And why it's there is so that MPs can go off to their party conferences and discuss policies, then come back refreshed with lots of ideas. Now, that was the expectation. And if anything, yesterday MPs were talking about trying to force through legislation which would actually reduce that recess, increase the number of days that MPs are sitting in the Commons. And what's happened today is Boris Johnson has simply blown all that up and he said, no, in fact, I'm going to close recess now. I'm going to close Parliament, rather, from the 10th of September all the way through to the 14th of October. So Parliament is going to be closed, the House of Commons, for 23 working days, a huge amount of time. And of course, time that MPs opposed to a no-deal Brexit and MPs opposed to Brexit full stop were banking on to be able to try and outmanoeuvre the government. And as it looks right now, they've been outmanoeuvred themselves.
I mean, the big question is this even democratic? Because a lot of politicians are saying it's not.
Well, that depends who you ask. Let me give you the two different sides of the story. Now, what the government and its supporters will say is, well, this is a new government. Therefore, it is normal for a new government to effectively dissolve Parliament. It's called prorogation. That's the jargon that we use here. Effectively get rid of this Parliament and start a new one after a period of time. Now, it's happened before. Sometimes it only closes for a few days. Sometimes it closes for a few weeks. This will be 23 working days if the dates we've got turn out to be accurate. And they say that's just normal because they want to. And then when they come back, we'll get this thing called a Queen's speech where they set out their priorities. And Boris Johnson is saying, look, this is a new government. We want to set out our new priorities on the police and health and all the different things that we want to focus on as a government. If you ask critics, though, they'll say this is utterly cynical. This is simply reducing the time that MPs, the opportunity the MPs have to have their voices heard. And in the last few minutes, we've had the Speaker of the House of the Commons, no friend of the government, but a hugely important man who effectively oversees the House of Commons, saying this is a constitutional outrage. The former finance minister here, till just a few weeks ago, Philip Hammond, has just tweeted, this also, he says, is a constitutional outrage. So battle lines are being drawn and both sides are seeing this in a very different way.
It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.